Well, you know, folks, since our president is operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, oh, yeah, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone once again is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. This show has gotten so filthy.
No, stop
since
it.
Larson's been gone. We all just have no rules, apparently. And don't call Ann Coulter a succubus.
No,
she is a good friend of mine.
Oh,
be nice.
God.
You give her a chance, she'll give you one.
Oh, come on. She's horrible.
Not,
horrible.
She's not a succubus.
Horrible.
That's fighting words.
Oh, you know what, Lawton? Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to read you something here that Pat Robertson said. All right?
Pat Robertson.
Yes,
amen,
yes.
Amen, amen. You're taking those baby steps toward the Lord.
No,
testify,
look.
Brother Mark.
All right, look. Stop it.
Testify.
Listen to what Pat Robertson said on ABC about Muslims serving as judges. Quote, they have said in the Quran there's a war against all the infidels.
Yep.
Do you want somebody like that sitting as a judge? I wouldn't, end quote. Now, what kind of person would say something like that?
The kind of person who walks right up to the truth and says, hi, I'm Pat Robertson. Nice to meet you. Let's chat for a
minute. Wait a minute. The truth, the man's a bigot. He's a bully. He's a pig. Can't stand him.
Sticks and stones, Mark.
Right.
Come on. Let's look this thing in the eye. How are we supposed to create a sturch with Muslims on the courts?
Well,
state, church, sturch. Learn the word.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I will
never
sturch.
Use that word. And Muslims
sturch.
Already serve.
Sturch.
They already serve. You got me saying serve. They already serve on many levels
sturch,
of the government,
yeah.
My friend, including judges at a state and local level.
Well, you know, maybe in the secular hellhole you live in, but not on Planet Bush. I see a Muslim wearing a black robe sneaking around my gated community. I'll call Homeland Security. Go
right,
on.
Come on.
Go
come on,
you. Get out of my search.
Why can't a Muslim be a judge? Huh? Tell me that.
They don't understand the way we do things over here.
No.
American values, culture of life.
Mm-hmm.
You really think a Muslim judge is going to show pity on a poor, persecuted fella like Ken Lay?
Oh, stop it.
That
come
judge
on.
Would probably have his knuckles chopped off and made into couscous. They do that. I saw a special on that.
You
do that all the time.
What are you talking about over here? They're already here, Lawton. They're Americans. They pay taxes. They're just like you, only smarter.
Well, okay. I'm going to do what they taught me at Bob Jones
uh-huh.
University and ignore the sarcasm. And, Mark, Muslims are not just like us. Look at their culture. Man holding hands, facial hair. And it's not like they're even interested in Jesus.
Oh, that's,
like they don't care.
That's a great point there, Lawton.
All
good.
Right, on
what?
A practical level,
yeah.
If I have to go to traffic court because I have, say, I don't know, 8 or 9 speeding tickets, I certainly don't want to have to explain myself to Judge Akbar, who already thinks I'm guilty because I'm an infidel.
Oh, man.
No, sir. Keep
your
jihad out of my
you
church.
You know what? You guys are always bitching that there's some
church.
Kind of war on people of faith, and then you turn
war.
Around and you
yeah.
attack one entire group of people of faith.
Well, Mark, there's
what?
Faith, and then there's faith.
Oh, come on.
Now, without Jesus, all those Muslims might as well be praying to a toaster.
Oh, stop.
Okay?
That's
those
ridiculous.
Fellas are near the bottom of God's to-do
oh,
list.
Come on. Listen to me. Here's
near
what
the bottom.
No, stop it. Here's what a spokesman
church.
From the Council on American Islamic Relations says. Quote, this type of hate-filled rhetoric deserves repudiation from all who respect America's longstanding tradition of pluralism. End quote. That's what Pat Robertson is. Full of hate, full of phony rhetoric, anti-Christian, anti-American, and the fact that you let this blowhard drag your party into one hateful ignorant mess after another one is going to bring you down. It's going to bring you down, buddy. Oh, my God.
My neighbor's a Muslim.
There you go.
Tariq's the best guy in the world.
See that?
And you're right. He is a lot smarter than I am. And even though he finds me 3 or 4 times a week nude and shivering behind the Walmart,
no
judges.
Oh, no.
Tariq just covers me with newspaper and takes me home.
Oh, boy.
Why does Pat Robertson hate Tariq?
It's a little too much information. All right, buddy. Take it easy. Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy.
Yeah,
everyone,
all over me a lot of times.
Everyone's got hobbies. Just take it easy.
I'm not a succubus.
I know. I know. Take it easy. Please pull it together. Right? All right. There you go. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Pat Robertson's going to be Pope of the new sturch.
Oh,
we're
going to
build him a Vatican. City of gold. No Muslim judges.
Yeah.
Ann Coulter will be there.
Lawton.
You
goodbye.
Can visit her.
Goodbye.
Not a succubus. I'm going to tell her.
Goodbye.
Tell her.
God
loves you.
Oh.
Do it!
No. They're going to build him a Vatican.
Lord, we should have sang our song for him.